With all the good investment advice that you just got from Terry Savage about I-bonds and T-bills, here's another category for you to think about, ETFs. You've heard about those before. Last year, $10 trillion was put into ETFs. Matt Kaufman is a senior vice president and the head of investments at Calamos Investments. Matt, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, John, thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. You know, I grew up on WGN radio, listening to Spike, Bob Collins, Paul Harvey, you. I have such vivid and good memories of listening to you all, watching Cubs games at home as a kid. You know, the TV at our house would be on mute. We would turn the radio on to WGN because my dad, my brother, and I, we all loved listening to the games via the radio, watching on TV. We loved all of it. It's an honor to be here.
Wow. Well, what a nice set of memories. We share those, and it's nice to have you in the fold. I want to talk about what you guys are doing with Janus, but before we do that, just talk to me about ETFs for a second. What are they? How do they work? Why are they so in vogue right now?
Yeah, I appreciate that. The ETF vehicle is, you know, from a financial industry perspective, it's a relatively new vehicle. The structure of the mutual fund itself was developed nearly 100 years ago, 1924 to be exact, and then the legal registration of all mutual funds came about through the Securities Act of 1933. So history aside, fast forward to 1933, the first ETF was launched almost on the back of the crash of 1987. The Securities Exchange Commission was really looking for an efficient way for folks to be able to trade basket of stocks. And around 4 years later, after some back and forth legal work with the SEC, the first ETF was launched in 1993. So now here we are, 30 years later, there's more than 7,000 exchange traded funds in the marketplace, more than $10 trillion in assets. That barrier was crossed last year. The growth is not stopping. Now you can access multiple market segments, stocks, bonds, commodities, options, all within the exchange-traded fund wrapper. And then, you know, we think there's a reason for this growing demand. The ETF itself is a very efficient delivery mechanism for an investment strategy. Now, they trade on an exchange, so they're very liquid. You can buy and sell an ETF just like you would a stock in your brokerage account or through your financial advisor. And there's also several tax efficiencies with a lot of ETFs that other funds just can't claim. As a lot of ETFs don't distribute taxable gains while you hold that product. So there's a lot of reasons for people to hold ETFs. A large majority of financial advisors are seeing the benefits of the ETF space. So we're seeing a tremendous demand for this type of product going forward.
Well, distinguish them for us from mutual funds. How is an ETF different than a mutual fund?
Yeah, not terribly different. You know, a mutual fund is considered an open-end vehicle where you can obtain an investment objective, and then you can buy and sell shares of that directly from the company issuing the shares of the fund. All an ETF is an exchange-traded fund, so it's essentially an open-end vehicle that's traded on a stock exchange like the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ or in our, you know, hometown here, Cboe.
But my understanding is that an ETF is more targeted than a mutual fund, right? That I might look at the past performance of a mutual fund, but it'd be a variety of stocks. An ETF is more sector-oriented. Am I right?
It can be. I'd say if that was probably the case 30 years ago, there were a lot more targeted strategies. So you can, you know, with 7,000 ETFs out there, there are certainly ones that are extremely targeted. You can access the growth of the S&P 500, which is a broad, you know, large cap U.S. equities. And you could access, you know, let's say it's a wearable technology segment. You know, so that space has been sliced up pretty thin, which gives you really good control, in my mind, over your investment processes and how you want to invest. There's certainly a good range of opportunities there.
And is the idea behind an ETF that it sort of insulates you from having to pick a specific stock so that there's a little more? Are you trading safety for performance?
I don't think so. I think in this case, it allows you to access, you know, specific spaces. So if you wanted to access, again, U.S. large caps, you could buy, you know, the S&P 500 ETF. If you wanted to access spaces that have specific goals, that really allows you to use ETFs as a set of tools to express your views on the market and where you want to invest. So a lot of times that performance is going to be different based on where the market is today. And so, you know, sometimes you will outperform based on, you know, how that specific ETF has performed. Sometimes it might underperform, just like it would if you were owning, you know, say a mutual fund or an individual stock. But in this case, you could diversify out that single stock risk by owning a basket from the same universe.
Matt Kaufman is the head of investments at Calamos Investments. Talk to me about this joint venture you guys are involved in.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We could not be more excited about this partnership. We built an ETF that is ESG-focused. It's a growth-focused ESG ETF built on one of the longest-standing ESG platforms in the country. But yeah, like you said, what I think is even better is Calamos has partnered with Giannis Antetokounmpo on this effort. And the joint venture is looking to give back a portion of the profits to charities that reinforce financial literacy and education. So through this joint venture, we've launched a mutual fund, an exchange-traded fund, which the ticker on that is SROI, and then another fund that's available overseas in Europe. So this has been a great endeavor for us. It's been a blast working with Giannis and his team, and we couldn't be more thrilled with that partnership.
So I'm going to buy SROI, or I'm going to get this ETF, and it's going to buy shares of companies that are involved in, or the profits will go to, literacy. Is that right?
So the ETF itself will be focused on growth-oriented companies, so stocks of companies that are focused on, you know, from our perspective, are growing, you know, in the marketplace, and also have a focus on ESG factors, you know, those things that are committed to environmental or sustainable or governance factors. So, you know, to give you an example, if a corporation treats its employees well, that's a qualitative factor that you know, we'd like to know about and we think can serve positively for future returns. And so that might be a company that we might want to own. So we screen for those qualitative factors as well as the financial metrics that we think would contribute to a growing company.
Hmm. Is that a trend? Are people more interested not just in investing for their own financial gain, but maybe in companies that align themselves with their personal values that do some good in the world, maybe?
I think so. We've definitely seen a trend toward that over the last 10 years or so. It's a large trend in Europe and in the U.S. as well. Investing in companies, you know, with good causes that are giving back to the community, that are sustainable,
yeah,
and, you know, that continue to grow. And we think, you know, that actually contributes to positive returns over time as well.
And you describe those as ESG ETFs. What does ESG stand for again?
Sure. ESG is an acronym for environmental, sustainable, and governance. So those are three factors, you know, broad factors that the ETF would screen for.
So if I want to get involved in this, then what do I do? If I want to put some money there, help myself, help this out, what do I do?
Yes, yeah, so just like you would buy any other ETF, you can buy shares of SROI on your brokerage account. You could also go to your financial advisor, and I would recommend doing that as well and potentially incorporate SROI as part of your overall allocation mix. But good financial advisor would be a great help on that front.
Now, you've been a great help. Matt Kaufman, hey, listen, for a guy who used to listen to WGN Radio, you fit right in. It's nice to have your help today.
Oh, it's been a blast. I appreciate you having me.
He is the head of ETF investments at Calamos. You can click on Calamos, CALAMOS.com. That's Matt Kaufman.